This is the Roz and Mocha Retro Show.
Well,
if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Whose birthday?
No, but I mean, someone listening.
Oh, anybody's birthday.
Now they're going to be like, oh my God, how'd they know?
Happy birthday to anybody out
so
there listening.
Random.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Shem. That's Dan and Maury. That's Maria.
Hi.
This is another episode of the Roz and Mocha Retro Podcast. Speaking of podcasts, we got to give a big shout out to the entire team, Roz, Mocha, Maury, yourself, for the history of the Roz and Mocha podcast. The
episode
two is out now, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Episode two is out. So love your feedback.
Mine?
Have you guys been getting a lot of feedback? No, not your feedback.
Like people don't message me.
No, come on. Stop it. Have you guys been getting feedback?
No, I'm serious. No one messages me.
I've seen a lot of people posting on like Twitter or like DMing the guys or just commenting or texting us in our text lines. I think that's been pretty exciting to see.
Yeah, I love that.
I did get a message from a Mike Wazowski saying that he loved the podcast.
Shout out to Mike Wazowski for messaging Maury, one of the very few people who apparently message Maury. Yeah. This is the Retro Podcast, though, where we go back into the archives of the Roz and Mocha Show, and these are moments that are not available on any other podcast right now. So
that we're aware of.
That we're aware of.
Yeah.
Very true.
We try to keep aware of those things.
Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Maury.
Fine,
you never start.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Maury
brought back his black-rimmed glasses today.
I know. Look at this.
He hasn't worn those in a long time.
I have some meetings. I need to look good.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Getting the style going.
Hey, how about we go back to 2013? That's 11 years ago.
Uh-huh. Who says you're not good at math?
It's only because I saw a picture on Facebook that said this was 11
years ago. Go off, Maury. Get your math going. Go off.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, what happened 11 years ago?
And we're going to relive the moment that Roz was at the mall, somebody fell, and he didn't help them.
Oh. Shocking.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2013.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you guys make my morning.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
My name's Debbie. I get up at like 3:30 in the morning to go to work. And it's like, when I hear you guys, a smile goes to my face. I laugh. And then me and my boss sits there and talks about everything you guys were talking about.
Oh, thanks, Debbie. What do you do for a living?
I work at Estee Lauder in Markham.
Oh, nice.
Estee Lauder. What's that?
Makeup. Perfume.
You should know about that.
Roz,
makeup.
Hey, you know what I did do? Speaking of, I went to the mall the other day.
Uh-huh.
I know, laugh, Maury. Ha, 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 that's funny. with the commoners, I went to a shopping mall, and I realized a lot of things when I went to the shopping mall. One,
you're too famous for the mall?
Precisely. but I don't like, I'm so pampered in parts of my life. Other parts of my life, I'm like completely ghetto. My chair at home, I put duct tape on it the other day. Like parts of my life, I'm so ghetto because I broke my chair and I'm like, I love it and I'm just going to duct tape it up. Parts of my life, I'm so ghetto. Other parts of my life, I've realized I may be bordering on diva territory.
Bordering?
Shut up. I realize that I can't go shopping without my stylist.
Get out of here.
I realized that. I used to really, really enjoy going shopping. Now I can't go shopping without having somebody who is paid to go and pull stuff off a rack for me. And I just sit in the change room and then they run around and grab me. I know what you're thinking. The person who dresses me should be fired. That's what you're looking at me, right? That's not the case. She's very good at her job.
I was going to say, you need a new person.
She's very good. She's very good at her job. But I realized I can't shop without a stylist. At all. So I went in, I bought one jacket, and I had all this other stuff in my arms, and I'm waiting in line, and I just left it there. I just left
it.
Yeah, I left it all there. I'm like, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this at all.
What, waiting in a line?
Yeah, waiting in line.
Like normal people?
For a change line. For a change room. I cannot wait in line for a change room at all.
Oh, my gosh.
At all. It's not part of my life anymore. I've evolved past waiting in line for a change room. And then some guy who's like, okay, how many items do you have? And then I have to say, well, go through and count them. And then I miscount it. And he looks at me like I'm going to steal something. That's the problem when you go into the change room is that everybody assumes you're a potential criminal. And I don't want to have to justify.
That's true.
And I don't want to have to justify
so
that.
True.
Do what I do. I never try on clothes.
It shows.
Good one.
Thanks. The other thing I realized about the mall when I was with the commoners was you see a lot of heroes in the mall, right? You see a lot of a-holes, but you see a lot of heroes in the mall. And let me ask you, Debbie, if you would do this and you as well, Mocha. This is the situation.
Okay.
You're on an escalator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a person in front of you on the escalator.
Okay.
As they get to the bottom of the escalator, they sort of trip a little bit and wind up on the ground.
Yes.
What do you do at this point?
Help them up.
Okay. That's exactly. Where we're different.
What would you do, Debbie?
I would either try and grab for them before they fell, or I would ask if they're okay and help them up.
There is no grabbing them before they fall.
Okay, they fall.
So they
fall.
Would you help them get up, Debbie?
Yes.
Okay. I would not, and I did not.
You let somebody fall on the ground, you just walk right past them?
Yep. Because I'll tell you why. And after that, I turned around. And I see the two people behind me helping up this guy. And the guy who fell was like 30 and in good shape. Okay? He doesn't need you to be a hero. Okay? He fell to his knee. He's fine. He's going to get up. And if I go over and try and be a hero, it makes him feel worse. Okay? When you see somebody in a mall where they take a little tumble and you look them up once and down and they're fine, don't run over asking if they're okay. Don't do that. That's a terrible thing to do. I would look at somebody. If somebody falls, trips, and they take a knee, and I see somebody walk up to them and try and help them up, I think that that person is a self-righteous a-hole. I really, really do. I really do. If somebody trips and they take a knee, look them up and down, make sure they're fine, and just leave them alone. Don't draw attention to them. The guy who falls in a mall doesn't want a whole bunch of eyes on him. It's not right.
Hey, Debbie.
Yes?
What mall do you shop at?
Yorkdale.
Next time you're at Yorkdale, take a look around. If they have, if any of the stores have a sale on heart,
shut up.
We need to let Roz know.
No.
Buy him a new heart.
I'm not wrong about that, though. I can't be wrong about
that. Yeah, you are wrong.
No.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with making sure that somebody else is okay.
No, what's wrong with society? It's not my job to make sure that
somebody's saying that it's your job.
They were fine.
So what? It's a nice thing to do.
It's not a nice thing to do. It's embarrassing for somebody to have all these strangers fawning over them like they're the old lady in that commercial idea. I fell and I can't get up. Anyway, if you're ever in that situation again, I recommend not helping.
Okay.
You'll feel way better about yourself.
I'll tell my niece that because she's always saying that's a good deed. So I'll tell my niece. Nope.
Right.
Roz and Mocha said not to help them.
Thank you. Roz and Mocha said not to help people. Hey.
Not Mocha.
Oh, no. Roz and Mocha said not to help. Anyway, that's when I went shopping at the mall.
Some experience. Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, love you guys.
Bye, honey.
Start work.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Goodbye.
I would not help
them. I'm going to just ask, would you help if you saw somebody fall at the mall? Maury, we know your answer. Maria?
100%.
Yeah, you'd help.
Yeah.
Yeah, as would I.
I'm like that person who, like, if someone gets into a car accident, I stop my car and make sure they're okay.
Oh, no.
And I've done that before.
I would walk away faster.
No, I feel I have a really guilty conscience. I have to make sure everyone's okay.
You walk away faster?
Like, if somebody fell, I would think, like, you know, I don't want to be responsible. I'm not guilty. I didn't do it.
Man, you live your life just with this guilt. This is so suspicious. Maria, you want to go next?
Okay, I have to ask you guys a question.
Sure.
When you nap, do you nap in your bed or do you nap on the couch?
Couch.
Well, Maury does both on the couch, but I mean, if you had the option.
No, this is a good question. No, like yesterday I napped in the bed,
mm-hmm.
but there are times where I'll nap on the couch. I find that it's too distracting on the couch to nap, but I'll get a great sleep on the couch at nighttime. Daytime, I need to be in the bedroom where there are the darkened shades.
Wait, so you get a better night's
because,
sleep?
Oh, I get what Maury's trying to say because like you
it's
have blackout
out.
Curtains.
In the bedroom.
Yeah, so that's why, because it's dark.
Okay.
I get
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, for me, I mean, because I live with my parents still at home. So, like, the living room area situation, there's someone always in the kitchen. So, like, napping on the couch, unless I'm home alone, I'll do it. But even then, I still like napping in my bed. But what I won't do is unmake the whole bed. Because I have two duvets because I'm that person. And I'll go in between the duvets to nap. But then when I go to bed, I'll go underneath both duvets.
No, I'll treat a nap
Does
like
that
a
make
full
sense?
Sleep. No, I don't do the secret, like, under two, like,
oh,
in
yeah,
two.
No, I'm
no,
weird.
I'll get in my pajamas. I'll treat a nap like this is a sleep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, like, I even have my napping clothes versus my sleeping clothes.
What?
Yeah, like, I have, like, a napping big t-shirt and, like, a sleeping big t-shirt.
Oh, weird,
like,
man.
Like with no bottoms? Like, it's just long
Sometimes
shirt?
Well, if I'm napping, there's always bottoms. If I'm going to bed, no one's coming inside my room.
I'm gay. So. I can ask these questions.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay, more. I get it.
You can ask them. I will not. So when was this nap versus sleep
this
conversation?
This was 2013.
All right, let's listen.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2013.
It's getting cold at night now, huh?
I know.
Oof, my girlfriend stuffed her feet under my butt the other night in bed. I had the perfect, not in my butt, you jerk. You know when you're the perfect temperature and your girl's freezing cold and she catches on that you're the perfect temperature and she ruins it by putting her freezing cold parts all over you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of life I have now.
You kick her out of the bed. Just kidding.
Okay. Okay.
Go get warm somewhere else.
Okay. You don't have that kind of relationship.
No, I don't do that. I'd be the one. If I said that, I'd be the one getting kicked out.
What would happen to you if you tried to kick Jen out of the bed?
I'd be on the couch.
You'd be on the couch?
Like, before you can even finish spelling the word couch.
I slept on the couch a couple times over vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best?
I know.
I like during the day when I take a nap on the couch. I don't nap in my bed.
No.
Nap on the couch.
No. I have very strict rules when it comes to napping. And my girlfriend and I, we don't agree on napping at all. Napping is different than sleeping.
I agree.
Okay? When I nap, I'm on the couch normally. Yeah. But if I do go to the bed to nap,
yeah,
clothes on top of the blankets. Maybe you take the throw and put it over you. If I'm napping in the bedroom, Catherine comes in, gets completely naked and crawls under the covers. And I'm like, babes, that's sleeping.
Yeah.
That's not,
you know,
napping. It's not napping.
When I talk to my fiance Jenna during the day and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go take a nap,
yeah,
she'd be like, oh, well, why don't you go upstairs and go into the bedroom?
No,
go lay in bed.
No.
And I'm the exact same way. I'm like, but that's not a nap.
No,
though. That's like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And then when I wake up, when my eyes open,
yeah,
it's 3:30, and then I gotta get ready and go to work.
Yeah. That's sleeping.
That's sleeping.
It's not napping.
If I'm going to,
I know.
I don't care what time of day
I
it
know.
Is. If I go to that bedroom and I go into that bed, I am not getting up until the next morning.
Yeah. And I have the option when Catherine gets naked and gets into bed to have a nap. She expects me to also get naked and get into bed. And at that point, I'm so hardcore with my convictions of the differences between napping and sleeping. I refuse. And then that's a whole other deal. And then all of a sudden, I'm lying there, and my belt is digging into me, and I'm freezing cold. And I'm like, I just said no to getting naked and getting into bed with a hot girl for the sake of an argument.
Just because you have to win that fight.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, I'm not naked with a hot girl, and I'm freezing cold, and my belt is digging into my stomach. But I'm not sleeping.
I'm napping.
Damn it.
So stupid.
I guess I'll go next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Question. Question for you guys. What does fleek mean?
Oh, on fleek.
Right? Marie?
To be like on point?
Yeah.
Like to be on it?
You won't believe the conversation that we had discussing what does fleek mean. This is back 9 years ago, 2015. Check this out.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2015.
I need you to be my, the translator of cool, if you could.
Okay.
What does on fleek mean?
Oh my God!
What?
Are you serious?
What does fleek mean?
It's April 13, 2015.
Yeah?
That word fleek has been around since like last summer.
Oh, good God. Okay. I've never used it. I see it now and then. Somebody referred to me as something being on fleek, and I don't know what that means. What does fleek mean?
Like on point.
But what does it mean?
It doesn't mean, like, the word fleek doesn't mean anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It was this girl on Vine.
Yeah.
Like last June.
Okay.
That was talking about her eyebrows.
Right.
She was like, eyebrows on fleek.
But what does that mean, though, on fleek?
Nothing.
Oh.
Ask her.
It's just on point.
It has no meaning. Fleek has no meaning.
It's not like a short term for.
But there's like something.
Anything.
There's like not something that is cool in the world called fleek. And
no. It's just a word. She just came up with a word.
Oh.
Can we come up with a word now?
No.
Have you used Fleek? Have you used Fleek? Yes, you used. Have you more used Fleek?
Is it like a fabric softener?
Moore's not even paying attention. You're on your phone. If you're going to be a part of the conversation, join the conversation.
I have many jobs to do, okay. And that's one of them.
What were you doing right now? Periscoping?
No, I was checking our Twitter.
Okay. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know if somebody was insulting me or they were being sarcastic or what they were doing.
No, they were saying that you, like your whole everything about you today is on Fleek?
Nah, I think it was a scarf comment. To be honest with you.
I will say that person is correct. Like 100% of your scarves.
Yeah.
And you're... Every single time you're wearing a scarf, scarves on Fleek.
Yeah, I don't know.
My belly on Fleek.
Your belly is on Fleek.
Your belly ate Fleek.
But is that okay? So is it something intentional, right? Like
yes.
I think it's honestly, it's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's what you want it to mean.
You can't even finish saying it.
Because I realized it was too long, and Roz was looking bored while I was saying
it. Say it again.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Say it properly.
Slowly.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
One more time.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Break it down.
Super.
Yep.
Cala.
Yep.
Fragia.
Yep.
Licious.
Nope.
Super.
Yep.
Cala.
Yep.
Fragia.
Sure.
Issus.
Incorrect.
Super.
Yes.
Cala.
Yep.
Fragia.
Uh-huh.
Licious.
Fragilicious.
Isn't it a Fergie song?
Okay.
Super.
Yes.
Fragia.
No.
Super.
Yes.
Cala.
Correct.
Fragia.
Uh-huh.
Licious.
No.
Super.
Yep.
Cala.
Yep.
Fragia.
Yep.
Listic. Supercalifragilistic.
Closer.
Supercalifragilistic.
Okay, yeah.
Listic, okay.
Yeah.
Espy. Esty.
Etsy.
Etsy.
Pinterest.
Okay. So from the top now, Maury.
Super. Cala. Fragia. Listus. Super. Cala. Fragia. Listic. Espy. Ala. Dosis.
Okay. Okay. You want to try this one more time, love?
I'm sorry, Jax. We're going to just keep doing this.
Okay.
Super.
Yes.
Cala.
Yes.
Fragia.
Yes.
Listic.
Yes.
Espy.
No.
I'm getting really frustrated. Like when my dad taught me math.
Okay.
Wait, did you say
your dad taught you math? He's to blame?
Yeah.
That makes so
super. Also, yes. Did you just say frustrated?
Yes, he did. Okay. Don't worry about it. We'll get to that later.
Okay. Okay.
Super.
Yes.
Cala.
Yeah.
Fragia.
Yeah.
Listic.
Yes.
XB.
Ah!
Aha. Uh-huh. Ala.
Yes.
Dosis.
No.
Holy jeez. Thank you, Bob.
One more time.
Super.
Yes.
Cala.
Yes.
Fragia.
Yes.
Listic.
Yes.
Espy.
No. Now you're going back.
You're done.
It's always very funny to listen to, especially Roz, talk about like slang terms.
It's like he sounded old then, and he sounds even older now.
Older now.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Totally agree. Totally
like,
agree.
He's one of those people like Sam Worthington, who have just always been old.
Yeah, Steve Martin. Always
like, always
been
old.
Yeah, totally. Steve Martin. Who's Sam Worthington?
Oh.
No, I can wait.
Because I don't know
no,
the
you
face.
You know Sam Worthington. Am I saying
maybe
Sam Worthington?
Maybe I've seen him, Sam. Yeah.
Go ahead and Google.
I'll give you all a clue.
Right. Bum, he's not old. He's very good looking.
I didn't say he wasn't good looking. Oh. He's still old.
Sorry, yeah, I don't know why I associated him.
Well, old doesn't equate to ugly. Jeez. That's funny.
He's 47 years old.
Wait, no, I'm...
No, you're looking at...
Sam Worthington.
Worthington.
Waterston.
Okay,
Sam
Maury.
Waterston.
Waterston.
Yeah, Sam sure? Waterston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is this guy from?
Law and Order.
Oh,
that's why
yeah,
I was like,
no.
When she was like, he's 47? Old. I'm like,
no way. I'm thinking
like,
of him.
How old is that guy?
83.
See? There you go.
That's Roz.
Thank you. 83 year old Roz. Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of the Roz and Mocha Show. The Roz and Mocha Retro Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out the history of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast available right now. A lot of hard work was put into it by the team. Make sure you check it out and let us know what you think.
Have a good birthday.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.